On the evening of the day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven then. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed is those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
那日，也就是七日的第一天晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人来，就把门锁起来。这时耶稣已经到来，站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和旁边的肋骨指给他们的看。门徒看见之后，就非常高兴。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。我的父亲怎样派遣我来，我也会照样怎样派遣你们去。说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说，请你们受圣灵。你们赦免了谁的罪，谁的罪就被赦免了。你们留下了谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。那十二个门徒中，有称为使徒马的多马。耶稣来的时候，他并没有跟他们在一起。那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非要亲眼看见他手上的钉痕，用手指探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，这样我才能相信。八天以后，门徒又在屋中，多马也和他们同在。门此时关上了。耶稣到来，站在众人当中，说道，愿你们平安。就对多马说，伸过你的指头来。原文是说，来摸我的手吧。伸出你的手来，探入我的肋骨旁，请不要疑惑，你要相信。多马此时说，我的天哪，我的主。耶稣对他说，你是因为亲眼见到了我才相信，那些没有看见我就已然信的人才是真正的有福气。耶稣在门前对另外的人做了好多好事，并没有记在这本书上，但记了这些事情，要你们谢耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，你们就可以因他的名得到永生。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段节目名称读经大讲堂，英文名称 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid 姐姐会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第33讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program, 读经大讲堂。 English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And Learn Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 33rd lecture on the Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. Well, everybody, first let's deal my today's personal study summary. On the evening of the same day that Mary Magdalene saw the empty tomb, the disciples were hiding together in a locked room because they were scared of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus appeared among them and said, "Peace be with you." To approve, it was really him. He showed them the wounds on his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed to see Jesus alive again. He told them again, "Peace be with you," and explained that just as God had sent him, he was now sending them to continue his mission. Then Jesus breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit, saying they had the power to forgive sins. One of the disciples, Thomas, wasn't there when Jesus appeared. When the other told him he had seen Jesus, Thomas refused to believe it unless he could touch Jesus' wounds himself. 8 days later, Jesus appeared again, even though the doors were locked. This time, Thomas was there. Jesus invited Thomas to touch his hands and side and told him not to doubt but to believe. Thomas was overwhelmed and said, "My Lord and my God," Jesus replied, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed is those who have seen but still believe." The story ends by saying Jesus did many other amazing things that aren't written in the Bible. But what includes is enough for people to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and to have eternal life through him. Now, let my beloved English sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello. In this Bible passage, the most important thing is that the disciples still did not believe that Jesus arose from the dead. Jesus told them various times that he will go to Jerusalem to die and arise from the dead, but sometimes the disciples did not listen enough. Sometimes they just did not understand what Jesus is telling, because it is a very great thing that somebody arises from the dead.
大家好啊，在这段经文中，最重要的是门徒仍然不相信耶稣从死亡中复活。耶稣多次告诉他们，他将去耶路撒冷受死，并最终从死亡中复活。但有的时候，门徒没有认真听，有的时候，他们只是不明白耶稣在说什么。因为有人从死中复活是一件非常伟大的事情。
But now, after Jesus has presented himself to Mary Magdalene, he comes through the closed door into them. It was not necessary to open the door because his glorified body could go everywhere, and he greeted with the greet, "Peace with you."
但现在，耶稣向玛利亚来显现之后，就从关着的门的客栈来到他们面前，并没有必要去开门。因为他荣耀的身体可以自由行走，他用祝你们平安来问候他们。
This fact has a symbolic character too. Our outer circumstances are never a problem for Jesus. When we would like him to come into our hearts, he comes even the circumstances are not optimal. And when he comes, he gives us a strong inner peace that is totally different from the peace of this world.
这一事实也具有象征意义。我们的处境对耶稣来说从来都不是问题。当我们希望他进入我们的内心的时候，他就会降临。即使有的时候情况并不理想，当他来到的时候， 它会给我们给予一种强烈的平和的内心，这种平静与这个世界的平静则完全不同。
After presenting himself to the disciples, Jesus had an important message for the disciples. As the Father has sent him, so he sends out the disciples. They and all we Christians are called to bring the good message of the gospel, the message that Jesus came in flesh from heaven to earth, that he gave his life for us on the cross, and that he finally arose from the death and went back to his Father, to all the people in the world.
在向门徒介绍了自己之后，耶稣向门徒传达了一个重要的信息，正如他的父亲派他而来，他也派门徒而去，他们和我们所有的基督徒都被召唤来向世人传播福音的好消息，即耶稣从天上化身而来到人间，他在十字架上为我们献出了生命，他最终死亡并复活，也最终回到他的天父身边。
Further, he delivered the Holy Spirit to them, and once again he appointed how important it is to forgive those who have sinned against us, because when we do not forgive, they are not forgiven, and we learned from the Bible before, if we behold sin, we are not forgiven neither.
此外，他还将圣灵传递给他们，并再次强调了宽恕那些对我们犯下罪行的人是多么的重要。因为当我们不宽恕他人的时候，他们不会被宽恕，我们也亦然。正如我们之前从圣经中所学习到的，如我们只看见罪恶，那样的话，我们也不会被宽恕。
John adds at the end that he has written down a selection of situations with Jesus with the purpose that we shall believe. Today, a lot of people commit the mistake that they want to prove the Bible, and it is certainly no mistake to have a bit knowledge about the history of the Bible.
约翰最后补充说，他写下了耶稣的一些情况，目的是让我们选择相信。今天很多人犯了一个错误，他们想证明圣经的内容，但对圣经的历史有一点了解，肯定是不会错的。
But the Bible is a book which should not be studied with eyes of science because God has given his knowledge to the children and simple people.
圣经是一本不应该用科学的眼光来探究的书，因为上帝把他的知识传授了给孩子，还有所有的普通人。
The Bible is first of all a book which has to be believed.And there is no space for Bible critic and theological discussions. God's word is written clearly and understandable. The only thing we have to do is believe.
圣经首先是一本必须相信的书。圣经里没有圣经评论和神学讨论的空间。上帝的话语写得清晰又易懂。我们唯一要做的事情就是选择相信。OK.Based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why were the disciples hiding behind locked doors?
门徒为什么锁上门并躲起来呢？
They still did not have the Holy Spirit who made them brave to share the gospel in public, so they hated themselves because of fear of the Jewish leaders.
当时他们还没有得到圣灵而感动内心，他们没有勇气去公开传福音，所以他们当时因为惧怕犹太领袖而最终躲藏起来。Second question, sister.How did Jesus greet the disciples when he appeared?
耶稣显灵的时候是如何问候门徒的呢？
He said, Peace with you.
他说，愿你们平安。Next question. Therefore, what did Jesus show the disciples to prove it was him?
耶稣向门徒展示了什么样来证明他就是耶稣呢？
He showed them his wounds on his hand and his side.
他向他们展示了手上和侧面的伤口。
Next question. Why did Jesus praise the disciples and what did it mean?
耶稣向门徒吹气是什么意思呢？
He promised with this action the Holy Spirit. We all need the Holy Spirit to be able to live like Christians, to understand the Bible and to remember the God's words when we come in situation there it is necessary how to act according to the Bible.
耶稣用这个行动去许诺圣灵，我们都需要圣灵，这样我们就能像耶稣和其他基督徒一样生活，最终并理解圣经，也理解上帝的话语。当我们遇到各种情况的时候，就需要按照圣经上的内容来行事。
Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to the disciples. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven to earth and is living now in every person that has repented from sin and being converted into Christians.
耶稣将圣灵赐予门徒，五旬节那天，圣灵从天而降，现在已经住在每一个悔改罪过并皈依基督教的人的心里。
Next question, sister. What power did Jesus give to the disciples?
耶稣赋予了门徒什么样的能力呢？
I already mentioned that we have the power to forgive sins and it is important that we do this. If we not, we are not forgiven neither.
我已经提到过，我们有能力宽恕罪过，而且最重要的是我们必须这样做，否则我们最终就不会被宽恕。
Next question. Sister, why didn't Thomas believe the other disciples?
为什么托马斯不相信其他门徒的话呢？
Arise from the death is a very big thing. Thomas was a very negative mood disciple, what we see when they went to the house there Lazarus died. He often was controlled by his emotions.
死亡的降临是一件非常非常大并且困苦的事情。托马斯是一个情绪非常消极的门徒。我们看到他们去拉萨路家的时候，实际上他在那里已经死去了。他经常被自己的情绪所控制。
It seems it was not so easy for him to get out of this depression about his beloved master had died and shared the joy of the other disciples who told that Jesus is living.Maybe he thought that they became crazy because of their grief and that they made them tell to such incredible things.
在他看来，他很难从自己所爱的师父去世的沮丧中走出来，并与其他门徒分享耶稣复活的喜悦。也许他认为他们因悲伤而变得疯狂，才会说出如此不可思议的事情。
Next question, sister.What did Jesus say to Thomas when he appeared again?
耶稣再次显现的时候，对托马斯说了什么呢？
First he allowed to put his finger in his wound and side, then he said, blessed are those who not see and believe.
首先，耶稣允许把手指放在他的伤口和肋旁，然后他说，那些没有看见就相信我的人才是真正有福气的人。
Next question. How did Thomas respond after seeing and touching Jesus?
托马斯在看到并触摸耶稣之后又如何回应的呢？
He was overwhelmed and said, My Lord and my God.
托马斯当时感动不已，说道，我的主，我的上帝。
Next question. What did Jesus say about people who believe without seeing?
耶稣对那些未见他的人又说了什么样的话呢？
They are blessed.
他们这样的人才是有福气。
The last question for sister.
Why were these stories written in the Bible? 为什么这些故事最终被记入圣经呢？
These stories are written in the Bible for that all that read them believe.
这些故事是真实发生的，最终记录在圣经里，以便所有读过它的人都能选择相信圣经。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年初冬快乐，我们下期再会。